We always thought
this
was an activity of times that had gone by.
Mm.
Something that rich kids like Tommy did back in the day.
Oh.
But your kid can take advantage this summer of this.
Great idea.
And they need folks to run it.
Mm.
But the story is also a little confusing, Tommy.
Why is that?
Well, they don't really say what they're looking for.
Oh.
And no matter who they're hiring, it does have some potential for problems, whether you are 18 years old or whether you are 80 years old.
But there's no age restriction.
Well, they don't. They don't really say it.
This sounds pretty scary.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, the State Department of Environmental Conservation.
All right.
Are hiring for upcoming summer camp programs.
So to be like a, just work these summer camp kids?
Yep. So they got a couple of jobs they're looking for we'll get to in a second. And we're talking sleepaway camp.
Right, like Camp Mohawk.
Yes. Yeah. Kimmy doesn't get that.
Well, because she was never a rich kid.
Did you know that the state of New York operates 4 sleepaway camps statewide?
That are state operated.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know.
And so the positions they're looking for, they need camp counselors, they need cooks, and they need what they're describing as camp aides. So I don't know what that is.
All right.
The jobs, depending on which job you get, pay between $6,000 and $10,000 for the summer.
All right.
It starts in June. You end in mid-August. And it includes all of your room and board.
Okay.
So you're living there for 2 months, essentially. Yeah.
You got it, yes. It also seems like they may be having a hard time hiring because there was a qualification that they dropped.
All right.
It used to be hired here, you had to have some kind of prior camp experience. They say that is no longer necessary.
Really?
Like camp experience as in, like, you worked a camp or you were a camper?
I believe worked a camp.
Okay.
Like, I don't think they would let you do surgery if you had gotten surgery done on you.
Well, I was wondering, though, because I didn't know if it just meant you have to be familiar with the camp.
I get the impression means, like, you've worked at a camp.
So this sounds like camp that I used to go to. I'm pretty sure these people were not qualified to do anything. They just ran these camps.
Well, no. I mean, it is the state. I'm going to – the liability.
No,
is...
but when I went, it was like – it was pretty wide open.
Okay. Well, I don't know back in the day what summer camp wasn't wide open.
Yeah.
Because they kind of just hired teenage
kids. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, they were just
former
kids.
Campers.
Like, there was only like 2 adults at the whole damn place. And then they were handing us shotguns and scuba tanks on the same day.
Shoot that scuba tank with his shotgun. Here's a green laser.
Get that kid. He's going over the wall.
But you bring up an interesting point of this story. They don't make clear in this story if they are looking for kids or adults.
Yeah.
And Tommy, you being the rich kid that went to sleepaway camp every year, so you're saying almost everybody was a teenager at the
camp. Yeah, and they were like, so like we would do horseback riding.
Okay.
So they would take us in a truck, and they would take us over to this place where you can go riding. And then they would... have a guy come in, and then we learn how to scuba dive in the pool.
Okay.
And then, you know, and then all the standard stuff, but they were all kids. Nobody, like, usually, like, older people look like adults to me. But these people look like high schoolers.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Like, Kimmy, the only reference we have for this are, like, TV shows and movies where the kids... went to sleepaway camp.
And everybody's banging each other.
There were so many, like, between, you're right, movies and TV shows where, as a kid, like, you felt like you were missing out on something huge that everybody else got to do.
But, like, at that point, sleepaway camp had become too expensive for, like, the average American family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? It wasn't never.
I only knew, like, 1 or 2 people growing up that actually got to go to one of these.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Camp counselor, cook. Is that a better job for a teenager or a grown-ass person this summer?
Hey. I'm thinking a kid, because it sounds like it's a headache for an adult.
Okay.
Like, to cook for a bunch of punk-ass kids.
Think about the freedom you have, man. They got your room and board covered. You get to live in the woods from June to August.
Yeah.
And the responsibility is low.
Well, how many people could break away from their life?
Teacher.
Yeah,
but also, but your family. Like, you would have to be a single person to, like, leave for 3 months to do this.
Somebody in, like, their early to mid-20s?
Yeah, that's which is still kind of a kid.
And well, but even if you're 25, 26, Kimmy, you're walking away from a community where you have, like, people you know and meet. Like, you're probably not getting laid at summer camp.
I'm thinking it would be a lot of college kids, maybe, on their summer break.
All right.
Saving up for...
because I think that's who was originally doing when I did it.
Although it would run right up against, but you got to go back to school. I don't know how your schedule would fit there.
Yeah, but you got $10,000 in the bank going back to school.
That would be sweet.
Right, or paying for tuition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, you're right. The teen would most likely have their summer wide open.
And you have to be physically fit to do these jobs. They are a hustle. Man, to cook all day for kids, you got to cook three meals a day in a mess hall?
Okay, what do you
That's
want?
Ball busted,
Why
man.
Why are you yelling at me, man?
And then you got to like do all that physical stuff you got to do with these kids.
No, I hear you. Like if we're talking about like cooks especially, every time you look in a kitchen, that cook is always the most in-shape, healthy person you've ever seen.
It's ball busting.
I don't know what camp food's like. Is it just stuff you're kind of heating up, or is it stuff you're actually cooking there? And
you're asking me?
I have no idea. I've never been. I'm wondering what the extent of cooking you're actually doing.
I said I didn't want a bologna sandwich. I want an abalone sandwich. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Tommy's experience. There are problems with the teens being exclusively hired for a job like this, right? So first of all, these kids would be closer in age to the kids they're looking out for, mm-hmm. which is not a great situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The kids would have less expertise than the adults would.
Right.
So you would at least need a handful of grown-ass people to tell the kids what to do.
Especially when there's problems. Kids get hurt, things like that nature.
And I mean, let's be real. All teenagers are easily distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a problem when you're responsible for a bunch of kids in the middle of the woods with super dangerous stuff around, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a knock on teenagers.
It's just how it is.
252 WCMF, the State Department of Environmental Conservation, is looking to hire cooks, camp counselors, and camp aides for their 4 statewide sleepaway camps. You can make between $6,000 and $10,000 for the summer. Starts in June, ends in August. All of your room and board is included, and you no longer have to have prior camp experience to apply.
Are there adults that make careers out of working camps? Like all year, like they'll find camps all year round to go.
Professional camp counselor.
Yeah, like professional camp counselor.
They usually don't show up in the news till like late August. He was a professional camp counselor. Went state to state, and oh my God. I hope not. That sounds like a drifter with credentials.
I have an uncle who's in his 60s.
Yeah.
My Uncle Sean. And I have not seen Uncle Sean in 10 years because he went out west.
This sounds like the beginning of everything I watch on 60 Minutes. I haven't seen my uncle in 6 years. He went west.
Uncle Sean,
yeah,
he's made his life being a... Not
he's camp, a forest ranger.
Yes, forest. Well, kind of. Like, he's worked different jobs in national parks. He just loves nature. He's the kind of guy who, like...
There you go, something like that. Leads kids on hikes and stuff.
Exactly. I could see him being like, you know what, this summer, I'm going to go get my room and board and make money this way. And he's lived his life like this nomadic life since the early 1980s.
He's kind of like a high-end drifter.
I mean, I guess you could put it that
way. Right. I mean, I'm not trying to be insulting.
No, why would that be insulting? He's like a high-end drifter.
A 60-year-old drifter.
But, like, I mean, he's a really interesting cat. Like, when he comes home, he's got a lot to say. I think it's because he hasn't talked to anybody in the woods for, like, 8 months.
What does he have to say about the woods?
Well, no, like, it's, you know what's cool about it?
Nothing so far.
As far as talking to him when he comes back.
Yeah.
He's, like, disconnected from the world.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, when he comes back, he's catching up on, like, years worth of stuff that he wasn't paying attention to. It's kind of fun.
All right.
It's like an alien coming down to Earth.
I wonder if people with remote jobs, like flexible remote jobs, could do this like on the side to make some extra money.
Why are you... I'm sorry. Why are you laughing?
Because
I missed a can. Oh. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm going to assume the Wi-Fi is not strong in the log cabin.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Might be. Why not?
No, there's no service out that way.
Because if you give kids the ability to get on Wi-Fi, you kind of shot summer camp in the ass.
Yeah, but I would assume parents want to stay connected to their kids. They're going to have their cell phones.
Do they really?
That's good. No, she's right. I mean,
I would think like they probably have that figured out.
That's an interesting tug of war because the reason you're sending your kids to these camps, most likely as a parent, like one of the benefits is going to be they're not going to be on their damn phones all the time.
Right.
But you're right. If I sent my daughter to one of these, I would want to be able to get a hold of them anytime.
But you want them moving. You want them, not sitting on her ass. That's why you send them to camp.
And these camps are usually in pretty remote places. You would have to have a cell phone tower out there.
No, I'm talking Wi-Fi.
Oh.
You could have Wi-Fi.
It's got to be Sketch.
Sketch Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Well, it's Camp
That's
Sketch.
Who runs the line out there.
Oh, you're talking about Sketch and Company.
Yeah, because the camp would have to communicate with people.
We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Can I ask an possible uncomfortable question?
Go ahead.
Should sleepaway camps still exist?
I am surprised. Just given the climate of things and what we know now,
you wouldn't
that's
even let
exposed.
A kid go walk around the mall by themselves.
Well, they're not allowed to.
No, but
I think their parents wouldn't.
But like the camps that I went to were wide open.
Mm-hmm.
So God knows whatever happened that never got reported.
Yeah.
To now, I'm surprised any parent would do this.
I mean, Like, as a kid, it sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's why it's a bad idea.
But forget, even in the best case scenario, the liability is insane.
A kid getting hurt.
Yes. And I mean, look, man, from a parental point of view, mm-hmm. I cannot think of a place I would totally trust my kid overnight for a week.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not alone there. Mm-hmm. Are we softer as parents for being worried about stuff like this?
Or you're smarter.
Softer and smarter, or smarter
over
softer?
I think you're just more aware.
No, I think it's a smarter way to be.
But here's the thing. Not wanting your kid to do something like this would take away a massive opportunity for them.
Okay, I had that massive opportunity to run around like a jackass.
That is like one of the few times in your life that you actually had fun as a kid. I mean, when you talk about summer camp, you sound like it was
fun
and something you enjoyed. You didn't hate it or dread it.
She's right.
I mean, they had celebrities come in and talk to us and stuff. Like Kissinger came out and talked to us.
Oh, no, Kissinger came to summer camp. No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what did he say?
He said, don't do drugs and don't believe everything you hear in the media. Your president is not a crook.
President. You know what class he missed there while he was at summer camp? modern joke telling. People don't even know how to spell Kissinger to Google what you're doing right now. All right, so like if we were going to find a happy medium then, right? Because I don't know if I'm comfortable with my kids going with teenagers for a week overnight. But I would want them to have that experience of that.
Independence.
Would family sleepaway camp be the same?
What's that?
It's not the same, though, for your kid.
So like we all go, this is camping.
Yeah.
Okay, no, so the YMCA I know, because we tried this one time. That was a disaster, just because my wife is not good outdoors.
Yeah.
They have family sleepaway camp where like for a couple of days you get like a cabin and you and your kids stay in the cabin and they have all of the summer camp activities you can do, but you're there as a family.
But their other families are there, obviously.
Yes, yes.
So now, you're like doing group activities with other families.
You got it. Yeah. So like, I mean,
not
I
really.
Yeah, you don't like it?
I mean, I wouldn't like it as a kid.
That just sounds like a crappy vacation with your ass.
But no,
yeah, that's just called going camping.
Right.
But let's say, you know, you go with your family, your kids wake up at 8, they're gone for the whole day, you get a wilderness vacation. Would you do that with your grandson?
I guess I'd have to.
No, but I'm not asking if you'd have to. I'm asking if you would want to do that.
No, of course not, man.
You loved summer camp.
Yeah, I know, but I like my summer camp because I went to dirty, scuzzy 1970s summer camp that were run by alcoholics and kids that were probably doing drugs. Like the amount of hooking up that probably happened at those camps I went to.
You got to scuba dive, though.
In the pool. It wasn't like I was, you know, deep seeing. But it was cool. And I got to fire a shotgun and ride a horse.
Okay, but then get
and shoot bow and arrow.
Did you call it scuzzy low-end summer camp and then name all those things?
Gun scuba diving horses.
I mean, I loved it. I loved it. The reason why I loved it is not a good, or not good reasons.
Okay, but no. I mean, what you're describing is the first taste of independence. Isn't that?
Yes, and that is good. Like getting away from your it was the first time in my life I said goodbye to my parents, got on like a bus and left. And I remember like kids crying. Because, you know, it was emotional. I was like, this is so cool. Like, I don't have to listen to them for 2 weeks. Like, I go, this must be like some guys, you know, want to go to prison, like they're institutionalized.
Yeah.
Like, they want to go back to the joint. Like, I wanted to go back in, man. Like, I would have committed a murder to go back to, like, prison camp.
Okay, so that's why this is still a valuable thing for kids.
Prison camp?
You just admitted you were going to murder somebody to get back to summer camp. All right, let's take a break. Traveling costs a fortune.
Oh, it's too much, Pat.
And flying is a massive pain in the ass if anything about your trip gets delayed.
Yeah.
That being said, becoming the victim of this would be one of the grossest things you could experience.
Whatever.
Well, if what happened to this man were to happen to you, you'd have to bow out of the flight plans you had for the rest of the day.
But could you push through it, technically?
You could.
Okay.
If you're willing to do it.
Because if I'm on vacation, I want to get to my vacation.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
You especially are super grossed out by this.
I am sensitive about gross stuff.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF.
Yeah.
A recent flight from Atlanta to LAX got real nasty for a man just looking to get where he was going.
That's a long flight.
It is.
Mm.
Authorities say a passenger on the plane became unruly shortly after the plane landed.
All right, in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you got it. He started by hitting several passengers, so that's not good.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
But the scene ended when police say he bit another man on the plane.
Bit?
He bit him.
No.
The aggressive man was arrested.
Yeah.
He was charged with a whole bunch of stuff. That's all we really know about the story. We have no follow-up on the details of the bitee. Tommy?
Yeah.
You got a plane to catch.
Yes.
You got a 45-minute layover, and you just got bit by a stranger on the landing plane. Are you running for that connecting flight? Or are you going to the hospital?
I got to go to the hospital.
You bitch.
You have an infection.
Maybe.
No. Yes.
No,
like,
no, maybe.
Your mouth is nastier than your ass. It's full of bacteria.
Okay.
There's more bacteria in your mouth than your ass.
That's not true.
No, it is because of everything you you don't take in with your butt.
Hear what I'm saying.
You need a shot.
I'm just saying you got to get that checked out.
All right. Listen to what I'm going to tell you.
Your mouth is nasty.
Your mouth is not nastier than your butt. You don't get E. coli from your... You kiss other people and don't get E. coli from them. If you...
You do if you kiss them down there.
She asked me to kiss her where it stinks, so I took her to Charlotte. Folks!
No, man, I got to go to the hospital.
You're not even considering. All right, so but you got a flight. You're going on vacation.
I know.
45-minute layover.
But also, I'm in pain.
Okay.
I just got freaking bit.
Yeah, you'll get over it.
No, I gotta go get a shot. I got to have it checked out.
Bitch. Ass. Bitch.
I want a tetanus shot, whatever you need for, like, trench mouth.
All right, Kimmy?
Yeah.
You just got bit. You got a 45-minute layover. Your vacation starts as soon as you get on that second plane. Are you going to the hospital, or are you catching that second plane?
I'm probably going to the hospital.
You have to.
I mean, yeah, like, I think it's pretty serious if you don't,
let's say you don't do it.
I don't know how long you have, but I'm not going to chance it on a flight.
I start getting a fever. Yeah. I get the chills. Next thing you know, I'm, like, freaking out.
Plane would be the worst place to be on with this for this to kick in.
And just think of the pain you're in when you're bit.
Sure.
And I've been bit by a dog, and it freaking hurt. I can't imagine human-ass bite.
Look, I'm not saying it would be a pleasant experience, but I want you to walk through this with me.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So you want to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
You leave. All of the rescheduling you're going to have to do is going to be a pain in the dong.
I'm also traumatized.
Especially... if you are at a busy connecting airport,
I understand.
You could be there for the night. You could be there for 2 nights. You could be forced to make another stop on the way to where you were going to get you there. I mean, all of that could cost you more money.
My vacation may be over anyway because I just got bit by a human being at an airport. I'm traumatized.
Okay, for the record, you actually have more time than you think to get this shot.
Okay.
It says you should get it within 48 to 72 hours after being bit.
Oh, yeah. You can get to Acapulco.
Yeah, but what if you don't know the nastiness of the bite.
Well, but
I love how she gives you scientific information and you go,
you're saying like injury wise, not infection wise. Infection wise, you have time to get the shot for and be okay.
But when you size up the person that bit you and start to think about how nasty they are mouth wise,
what would you have to see? Like where you, it's not even a question.
A scuzzy mouth.
What's a scuzzy mouth look like?
I can get you a mirror.
If I bit you, you'd go to the hospital immediately?
Yes!
That's all it takes to get you out of here?
Yeah, but I'll choose where you bite me.
I don't think that's how it works.
You bite my ass.
Okay, got it.
No, but I would think like, especially if I got bit by a woman, that would so disturb me.
But that would make me feel more comfortable. I don't know why.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why. Like, being bit by a man is grosser to me than being bit by a woman. Haven't we all kind of been bit by a woman?
Not like that, though. Like, chopped down bloody.
Ah, less teeth!
Ugh.
Man, gnarly. What
I
if
just
she
can't
a
imagine
gnarly
how badly
ass
that
woman.
Would hurt.
Gnarly tooth woman.
Got a gnarly tooth woman.
Try to take a bite out of me.
Kimmy, you're telling me you'd be just as grossed out if a male or a female bit you?
Well, I think that...
I'd be shocked.
Yeah, shocked, obviously. We're talking
grossed
out.
Yeah, I don't think it matters who's biting me. Any human bite
I understand,
going to
but
be
like,
disturbing.
A chick bite me is way more vicious.
252 WCMF.
Yeah, she's trying to tear off your skin.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this incident. It happened on a flight from Atlanta to LAX. After the plane landed, a passenger got unruly, started throwing punches at people. At one point, he bit another passenger on the plane. And we are talking about Tommy, who loves his vacation but hates people's mouths. You get bit. If you got a connecting flight, you going for that flight or are you going to the hospital? Now that we know that you can wait 48 to 72 hours to get this thing, if you go to the ER, you're going to be low on their priority list.
Yeah.
So you could be stuck in this city for a day or two. waiting to get checked out for your human life.
It also may depend on where you're going, because you may not want, like, if you are going on vacation, like, to a different country, do you want to wait in that ER after you get off?
Well, if I'm going to a place that has, like, sketchy medicine, like...
Well, not even sketchy, but just, like, in a foreign place.
Yes.
I would take a more familiar hospital before I, you know, not knowing where I'm going.
Yeah, I want Western medicine, bro.
Okay, but...
I don't want island medicine.
One of my favorite Elk Johnson's. Can I tell you who sings the song first? All right, but think about this. Yeah. You know, if you're catching a connecting flight, normally it's a bigger city, Chicago, Atlanta.
Sure.
Okay, right? The bigger city you're in, the longer it's going to take you to get seen at a hospital, the further you're probably going to have to go to get to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least I'll get it done now.
Okay.
Traveling and everything else.
You got to go back through security after you get treated. What are you going to do with your bags? You got to carry your bags into the ER?
With my good arm. Not the one that's turning green.
I think I'm getting on that flight, man. I think I'm.
Do they have like a crew at the airport at all times? I'd imagine
like an emergency crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure they don't have what it takes to treat you for a human bite.
I don't know.
Yeah, vaccinations and yeah.
I don't know if it's a vaccination. It would be on the back end. Yeah. Okay. Maybe you're right. Jaden writes us on Instagram. Again, the easiest way to get us on Instagram at Duffy on WCMF. If they draw blood, you have to get tested for STDs also.
Oh. Yeah, I could get AIDS.
Oh.
You got to go. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You look at you. Oh, let's go. Next thing you know, man, I'm dying.
I think that human bite has taken over.
I get the Magic Johnson disease now. Thank you so much for taking your advice.
Would the airline have to do something for you?
Well, yeah, man, I'm suing.
Well, no, but for what? They didn't do anything. It was a passenger.
You didn't protect me.
But I'm assuming.
Oh, I'm calling me a lawyer.
Well, I don't know if this was an unruly passenger that just went on a tangent. They may be liable.
But here's the thing. I'm assuming with him throwing punches, this was somebody like, oh, stop him. Ah! Like, if you inserted.
You got involved.
Yeah, if you inserted yourself.
Well, that ain't me, bro. I ain't stepping up for nobody. So if I get bit, I am calling the first TV lawyer I see.
Bit on an airplane?
Yes.
Does where you got the bite also change maybe where your priority lies?
Most of the time, you just
chomp down on like your forehead or something. I think you're going to go pretty quickly to get a shot.
If Tommy's getting bit, there's an 80% chance it's on the forehead.
Like you may be more worried about like getting stitches or something at that point.
Well, let's say he got an ear. Like he mangled your ear.
Ooh.
And it's dangling now.
Oh, yeah. Now we're in a serious condition.
Oh, no. Go on your vacation. It's a pet, baby. Welcome to the islands, man. We stitch you up good.
It's weird how you went from Tommy to Island Tommy. One of my favorite. Damn it!
No, man. I went good Western lawyer and doctor, and I'm suing everybody.
Okay. So we talked about male bite versus female bite.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say.
Gnarly mouth woman.
Same situation that we're talking about here. But it's not an unruly man. It's an unruly six-year-old. Kid freaks out. He's got some kind of issue, whatever. Bites you on the arm. Sinks his teeth into you. Good.
Right.
You going to the hospital?
Yes.
He's
especially
six.
For a kid.
I'm still a kid. I still a bite out of a human
that
being.
That kid's not brushing his teeth.
You know it, man.
There are people that get bit by kids all the time.
Kids
that
are
just letting go.
What that kid put in his mouth, like
toys-wise.
Touching
everything. And by the way, suing that family. Oh, I'm suing that goddamn family. So now, I'm suing the airport. I am suing the city of Chicago.
City of Chicago.
Wherever we just landed.
O'Hare.
I'm suing Mr. O'Hare.
He was who's a war hero, by the way, and he died in war.
Well, he's got bank. And I'm suing the airline, and I'm suing the parents.
Okay, so everybody's getting sued.
Yeah, I'm looking for money, man.
Gotcha. Have either of you ever ended up at a hospital on vacation?
No, but I had to do a semi-emergency for my wife, which turned into a joke. Because they said they had a 24-hour like emergency thing that I get supplies if you got hurt and stuff.
Okay.
So she needed... It wasn't a big emergency, so I went to this 24-hour place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't open until 11.
Oh! Well,
now, it said on there, 24 hours, we'll be back at 11.
Maybe
it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe there's an English translation issue.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Have you ever been to a hospital on vacation?
Not a hospital. I did have to go to a doctor when we were visiting our family in California because they thought I had strep throat.
And she bit somebody.
And my second wife had that heat stroke on the beach.
That was the first one I was thinking.
I forgot about that.
So you did have to go to a hospital on vacation?
Yes. Yes, we did. And first we had the EMTs and everybody worked on her. Hospital, then had to go get like special food and everything.
All right, so like let's walk through
God,
this.
That was such a sign.
Because like you've been so angry about the human bite.
Yeah.
You have failed to inform our listeners about your theory of money and vacation. You've completely forgotten it.
All right, so when I look at like what you're going to spend overall for your vacation and break that down hourly to when you're up. And that's what you're spending an hour to be on vacation. Take the whole nut over your vacation. Break it down to the hours you're up. Let's say you're up 16 hours a day on a long vacation. Mm-hmm. So every hour it costs you X to be on vacation. And every hour you're held up is like a meter running in my head like a cab.
And like this causes friction with you when you go on vacation.
Yeah,
like,
well, we don't need to dick around with that. Let's just go.
Okay, so going to the hospital.
But bit.
But yeah, but I'm saying every hour you are in there, ding, 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 ding.
But I look at as soon as I get bit, this vacation is shot in the ass.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So you're saying the vacation is over as soon as the bite happens.
Even if we're on vacation, the whole topic is going to be, hey, I got bit.
Especially if you have to, like, change out your...
Oh, the dressing.
Your dressing and, like, or if you're in a brace or a sling.
How about my oozing ear at the bar? It's getting into cocktail peanuts.
You can't hide your cocktail peanuts. Ear, you idiot.
What?
How are you so bad at this break? We've been on fire for 2 weeks. We've had multiple greatest hits albums recorded. Okay, so you're telling me that. Yeah. Think about this. Again, let's walk through the financial aspect of this. Right. Look, I'm not arguing you should go to the hospital, right? I am not saying this wouldn't be a dangerous situation if you're bit by a human being, okay? But I'm talking the financial pull in the moment.
Yes.
Because if your vacation is over, maybe the airline will refund your plane ticket, right? But you'd have to fight for that.
Mm-hmm.
The hotel is not going to care.
Yeah, you may lose that.
Whatever you're going to.
Whatever you paid for on that vacation
excursions
is not going to care. All of these things. If you're going on a cruise, they're going to be like, okay, sorry, man.
Yeah, the cruise one would hurt.
So you could be down thousands of dollars because you got bit.
Okay, hold on, though.
Okay.
The cruise may work in your favor.
What is that?
Ship's doctor. So he may have stuff there for you. So let's say you get bit on your way to your cruise.
Yeah.
You may be able to get on that cruise and get what you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
From, you know, from Doc.
Hey, counterpoint, though. You want to walk on the boat and then be like, we don't have it. And now you're in the middle of the ocean.
We'll just soak it in the salt water. By the way, it really cures a lot of stuff.
No, salt water?
It does.
Don't stick open wounds in salt water.
I think it helps.
No, stop listening to this
man. No, the old man in the sea.
Do not listen. Yeah, he died at 42. He wasn't even old.
Did he die in
that
book?
Not good.
I was going to read that book. I just bought it at Walmart.
It was like 500 pages.
Yeah. You know, he had the gun?
Not that one, but the other one. One more thing to consider. Because like as we're having this discussion, we're talking about vacations we're going on.
Yeah.
Vacations we want to go
on. With the family and everything.
But let's talk about family.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is, whenever you go on vacation, the vacation is for somebody specifically in the group.
Yeah, usually it's a momcation.
Okay, but there are dadcations sometimes.
Sure.
But if you have kids, most of the vacations you go on are kidcations.
So what do you do? Yeah.
Well, like let's say you're going to Disney. That's not for you. That's not for mom. That's
it's
for
the family.
Kids.
Imagine being on crutches at Disney World.
Wait, you got bit in the ankle now?
I don't know. Bit. Broke something.
But like you get bit on the way to Disney in Atlanta.
Bit on the way to Disney.
One of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs. You get bit on the way to Disney. You go to the hospital and lose a day at Disney. That's for your kids. If you're going on a romantic trip with your wife or girlfriend,
shouldn't have went to that gator park. Oh, let me ask you this, wise guy.
Why are you getting mad at
me? No, because you're kind of like calling me a puss here.
Oh,
you're pushing me a little bit.
Oh, I got a man mouth on me, but not the way I like it. So I gotta go to the hospital because I'm a bitch.
All right, wise guy.
Yeah.
With all your stupid jokes. Let's say your wife gets bit.
Oh.
Do you try to talk her into still going on a vacation? Like, she got bit. It's not terrible, but it's bad.
Yeah. Enough to go to the hospital.
Bit on the forearm. And you're just about ready to, you know, you're. Final destination, do we muscle through? Do you try to take her? Because she wants to go home now. But you're up there, you're going to lose all that money.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, well, ask her ways.
Is this a vacation she wants to go on, or is this a vacation I want to go on?
I'm going to say it's her vacation, but you've got a lot of money you're going to lose.
Okay. If it's her vacation.
And you're going to lose money.
If it's her vacation and
she's
at work.
She makes the decision.
No.
Oh.
There has never been a vacation my wife wanted to take for her that I have ever wanted to go on.
Okay.
So I don't care about the money. Yeah, we should get you home.
Okay.
Honey, I'm worried about you.
Because I'm going to try to talk her in and let's go.
Wait.
I'll take her to the doctor.
If you're already there. You're already packed up. You're already halfway there.
We're there. We're there.
Oh, you
we
are
landed.
There. Okay.
We're in Orlando. We're going to catch some cruise or something. We're in Miami. Obviously, let's go to Miami General. Let's get you a shot. Let's go. Honey, a couple of glasses of wine. You're going to feel great.
No, no.
I'm already
home.
There.
Can I tell you a story?
I
think the
cigars.
Person who gets bit gets to make the decision.
I packed all my.
Gets bit.
No, that's fair. She's
I
right.
packed
yeah.
all my Tommy Bahamas.
Oh, your me Bahamas?
And my cabana hat. I'm ready to go, baby.
Can I share a story with you about one of the greatest moments of my life?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So when my kids were really little, like Stella was like 3, Claire was like 1, we were flying to somewhere on the East Coast to go to like, it was like a family thing she had. There was like a big party, and I did not want to go to this.
Yeah.
I was dreading it.
We usually go to like busted ass Delaware.
It was outside. Anyway.
It's even worse.
So we get to the airport, and for whatever reason, the flight we were going to take had been canceled. And they couldn't put us on another flight until the next morning.
Okay.
So my wife's like, I don't know what to do. This was like a 3-day thing by the time we would have got there. Now, in my head, the next 3-4 days are shot. I'm going on this vacation. I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
My wife's like, let's just scrap it. They're going to refund the plane ticket. The hotel was already, it was like shared by multiple people. We're not going to lose any money. Let's go home. Having a trip that I was dreading, being canceled at the airport. Like when I was walking out of there, this feeling of freedom that I never felt in my
life.
Like
you were born again.
It was Tommy. Like, yeah. It was like I was baptized. It just washed down upon me. I have these days back. So if I'm in Atlanta, even if I'm in Atlanta and she gets bit and we got one more thing to go and she goes, I want to go home. I have been chasing that feeling since that moment happened. I have never had as good a feeling as, oh my God, I got 4 days back.
All right.
I would get 4 days back. Whatever I want to do. Because you already have nothing planned because you were supposed to do a vacation. It's free. It's the ultimate freedom.
Okay.
Except you got bit. I'm sorry, but I get freedom.
And she's going to complain about that bite for a long time.
Yeah, bro. It's better than having to go on like a wine tour with an author that she likes. Oh, we're going to do a Emily something themed wine tour. Let's go. Check it out. This wine. Sucks.
Well, yeah, because this woman's giving a tour, she can't talk.
Well, yeah,
because
she got bit, she didn't get it checked out. She got rabies.
She got bit on the mouth?
Yes.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah, it's not good.
All right.
If you're one of those guys that thought, I could have played in the NFL, just politics, man.
Yeah.
This story proves that you couldn't.
Oh, really?
Because this guy is not, he's probably not even going to get drafted. Yet, the amount of human being he is simply astonishing.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The NFL draft is, what, about a month away now? Right? A little less than a month?
Wow.
Yep.
So everything is wrapping up. Teams are bringing in players for personal visits. And what's happening the last 2 weeks, they're called pro days, Tom.
Because they're kind of shopping these kids around a little bit.
You got it. So NFL coaches and scouts will show up at colleges, and these kids will do 40-yard dashes, jumping, all that kind
of
stuff.
See what you got, kid.
So this week, the University of Florida had their pro day. And at that pro day was defensive lineman Desmond Watson.
Defensive lineman.
Desmond Watson is 6'4", 464 pounds.
God damn, because he's not that tall either. So this boy is wide.
He's thick. So
he's got to be like a wall.
He's got a gut. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
What's awesome about Desmond Watson, too, is despite being a defensive lineman, he wore the number 21, which just makes him look even bigger. Because the smaller number you wear if you're
skinny
fat.
Number.
Yeah. You know, 21 is a skinny number. It's unexplainable by science, but lower numbers are skinnier numbers, which make you look bigger.
You need a good solid 8 on there.
Thank you. Oh, my God. The defensive lineman, I think it was with Texas A&M, who wore 0 that one year. That was awesome.
All right.
So. The reason we are bringing up Desmond Watson.
At 460 pounds.
464 pounds. Yesterday, they do a bunch of, 40-yard dash. Yeah. He ran a slightly under 6-second 40-yard dash, which is what I ran in high school, so that's not that impressive. However, they have you do your vertical jump. He jumped a 25-inch vertical, which doesn't sound that impressive until you find out that was the average for NBA centers at the combine last 25 year.
25-inch.
25-inch
that
vertical.
That sounds like a lot to me.
So that's right. He can get...
He's got lift.
He can get over 2 feet off the ground.
But is that helpful to... Yeah, I guess it would be.
If you're jumping up to bat down passes.
Okay, so he's got to get drafted.
It's not believed...
I mean, he's playing D1 football.
It's believed he won't be drafted.
Why?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you... I mean, this is... Like they say, the things you can't coach is beef.
Did you hear me say he ran a 6...
Can't coach beef.
Put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah, but who's running by him?
Well, I don't think he's that fast.
If they, he ran a 6-second.
No, who's running by him?
I mean, look, man, what do you want from me? I'm not a scout. They're saying he's not draftable.
I mean, Florida took him, and that's a pretty big program.
No, there are 2,000 college players that won't get drafted, won't even get a look.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
What?
It is believed.
He may get a taste?
Oh, well, he'll catch on as an undrafted free agent. Some team
like
is
a walk-on
sign.
Guy?
And there has been discussion, even before this pro day,
that
he will be someone the Bills are interested in talking to.
Oh.
So we could have a 6'4".
All beef.
464-pound D lineman. By the way, he played last year at 450. He showed up.
Packed on a little bit.
15 pounds heavier.
That could, that could be muscle. Could be Twinkie.
All right. He did everything shirtless at his pro day. I don't think it was muscle.
Yeah, but those guys are strong.
Okay, you know, he's super strong. He put up 36 reps of 225 pounds.
Wait, just popping them out.
He did 3 reps of 525 pounds on the bench press.
That's a monster.
Yeah, he's 6'4", 464.
Wait, 500-pound bench press?
Yeah, 3 reps at 525.
What's the goddamn record?
I don't know. I am watching him try and go side to side here. I mean, look, I'm not even close
side
to the
side. He's already side to side. He ain't got to go side to side.
I mean, look, if you watch him try and do agility stuff, you understand why he's not going to get drafted. Mm-hmm. But it is remarkable that a guy this size is even able to move the way. How is that possible?
Yeah.
I kind of want him.
How could you not? Just to look at him.
On the practice squad or something?
Like, yeah. I would go out to Bill's training camp. Just to look at him.
That's weird.
I'm kind of with him, though.
He's a freak of nature that's athletic.
Yeah, but I don't.
Would he stand out, though, in a wall of giant men?
That big?
So I'm looking at him standing in line with the other Florida players during pro day. Yeah, he stands out.
Okay.
He's over 100 pounds heavier than the Fridge, who was a freak in 1985.
Yeah, but you don't. Okay, so you don't.
So think about how much bigger this dude is than the Fridge.
Kimmy, will you pull up the Bills roster just out of curiosity and just give me how much some of the Bills D linemen weigh right now?
Who's the biggest man?
Well, because here's the thing: the Bills traditionally have moved towards smaller, leaner, faster D linemen.
Okay.
So it's possible that this isn't even a thing that happens with Buffalo.
Oh.
But especially Buffalo, if he showed up standing amongst the rest of the D linemen there, he would stand up.
I would think so.
Okay, let's see. Who's a big person we can look at here?
Because they're all 300-something pounds.
They're all like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't dress if you're under 300 in the NFL anymore. They will not put you in a uniform as a D lineman if you are under 300 pounds. But like, give me Deion Dawkins.
Deion Dawkins.
We've seen him shirtless.
Deion Dawkins is 320.
So this guy.
Wait, Deion Dawkins is 320?
Mm-hmm.
So that was what the Fridge was.
Osiris Torrance is 350.
Okay, so this guy's a full 100 pounds heavier than Osiris Torrance, offensive lineman. And think about Deion Dawkins, too. We're all familiar with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His gut sticks out over his pants.
Yeah.
He walks around shirtless. We've all seen his tummy. Mm-hmm. That man is a tummy heavier than Deion Dawkins.
Right.
And I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, I'm trying to find like the most or the heaviest, but it looks like it's... Yeah, it looks like it's...
So we're going to have a
Osiris Torrance. He's the heaviest.
Within a decade, we're going to have a 500-pound player.
I don't know if that's possible. You would die.
If I told you 460, you would have told me that 10 years ago.
I think, is Larry Allen the heaviest? Could you Google the heaviest player to ever play in the NFL?
This kid's got to be close.
That would have been mentioned, though.
What was Mike Williams at his heaviest? He was a beefy guy.
I don't think he was 4 Bills.
No, I know. I know he was under 3.
Mike Williams, former Bills offensive lineman. Yeah, was he top whatever?
Why you hate me? That was on his thing.
His thing there.
Aaron Gibson holds the record for heaviest NFL player ever at 410.
Oh, Nibbly Gibbly.
So, wait, he would be the heaviest player ever if he made a roster opening day.
Come on, let's get the record. Come on, let's do it.
But he'd blow it out of the water by 50 pounds.
Cannonball.
Okay, there's so many. By the way, there are so many Mike Williamses. In the NFL, it's going to take me 15 minutes to find. Okay, Mike Williams.
You had to search by weight.
Mike Williams, Bills offensive line, played at 370.
370?
So you remember how big Mike Williams was?
A monster.
This man who we're describing here, again, Florida defensive lineman Desmond Watson, who jumped a 25-inch vertical at 464 pounds, he would be 90 pounds heavier.
I wonder somebody that's that big, though, how much weight they would lose at a training camp.
Well, he put on 15 pounds training for the...
I want him fat. Don't,
but I mean, this is but this losing. Is like all day. Your diet's controlled. You know what I mean? I wonder if...
Good
I mean,
question.
He's still going to be a big person.
No, you got to bring out the peanut butter card.
But you're going to lose it pretty fast.
Bring out the peanut butter card? Are you talking like Mace with the general manager of the Retro Red Wings with the ice cream cart they play around? Yeah, I want to see him in person.
I do too.
Does that make us bad people?
No.
Kimmy, does that make us bad people?
A little bit of a circus, right?
Yeah, she does.
World's heaviest man.
It is a good point. It is kind of.
What's
like,
wrong with the circus?
No, well, not every, they can't. They stop the circus so a lot. Circus doesn't really exist anymore. So, lots of it. All right, let's take a break.
All right.